Welcome to BuntSports.com for this final show of 2014. As we head into a new calendar year, we're also heading to the end of the college football season, and I'm joined by the college football professor, as I usually am, but today the college football professor is on the road. And, Professor, I know you're looking forward to New Year's Eve and New Year's Day and watching the six Big Six bowl games, and particularly those two semifinal games. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. I'm excited about it. I think we're having already had some really good bowl games. I think the format is really helping the bowls this year.
Do you think, before we get into the games, do you think this is going to create a new interest around New Year's, around the whole experience, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, watching these games back to back to back and enjoying, I guess, whatever you do on New Year's while these games are going on?
Yes, I think it's like a reconstruction of what we used to have. I think we'd had a deterioration of the value of the bowl games on New Year's Day. And I think this is going to heighten the interest, and I just think it'll be really good. And I think the whole system has given us some better games up to this point.
Well, they've been some intriguing matchups, that's for sure. And we'll start in Atlanta on New Year's Eve at the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, where number 9, Ole Miss, will take on number 6, TCU. This is an SEC versus Big 12 matchup, and if you've been watching throughout the bowl season, you know that the SEC playing the Big 12 has not gone well for the Big 12 so far, but this could be a chance to kind of turn that tide a little bit. TCU, a very good football team, and Ole Miss missing some key players. Who do you like in this game?
Well, I think if there would be no question if Ole Miss had not had these injuries that they've had, but that's going to hurt them. But still, I'm looking at this as being a really good game, and I'm not right now sure who might win. So I'd just say that I can't give you a favorite at this point.
If you were predicting, before we go to the next game, if you're predicting the SEC's final bowl tally, if Alabama were to win the two games, if they win or whoever wins the two games, obviously one team will, they get two bowl wins for those two wins. So you get to count that twice in the conference tally. What do you think the SEC will end up with?
Well, I would say at this time, if I were just going to guess at a number, I would say something like 10-3.
Well, that would I think that would once again solidify the SEC's dominance. The next game is in the Fiesta Bowl, New Year's Eve afternoon, and it's the Fiesta Bowl presented by Visi. It's number 20, Boise State, and number 10, Arizona. And this is the game I think most people would probably think is the least attractive of all the bowl games, the Big Six bowl games, that is. And Boise State, we've seen what they can do in the Fiesta Bowl before, and they're taking on an Arizona team that has looked good at times, but they didn't look too good in their last outing against Oregon. Who do you like in this game?
I like Arizona to win this game, and I think if they come to play, that they will win it with ease. But we see a lot of these teams that come into the bowl, and for some reason they're not ready to play. So that's the question. When you come to a bowl game, that's always the question. For instance, I'm not sure Oklahoma even thought about coming. They must have forgotten that they had had a game during their time, but because they certainly weren't ready to play when they came to their bowl game, were they?
No, they weren't. 40-6 was the final in that one. Clemson just drilled Oklahoma, and I'll tell you, I was impressed with Clemson last year when they beat Ohio State in the Orange Bowl. I thought they had a good team then, and the way they played, and really the key for Clemson in that game, and not to get into that game, but Brent Venables, the former Oklahoma defensive coordinator, now at Clemson, has taken a defense at Clemson that was average at best and made it into statistically one of the best in the country. I think he's done a fantastic job, and that's been the unsung key for Clemson's success this year, and they really put it on Oklahoma.
Don't you just know that he was primed and ready for that game after having almost been just let go by Oklahoma?
No doubt about it. Number 7, Mississippi State, takes on number 12, Georgia Tech, in a contrasting styles. You get the spread offense versus the option here in the Capital One Orange Bowl. This is 7 o'clock on New Year's night. What do you like in this game?
I like Mississippi State to win this game.
Yeah, it's going to be, if Mississippi State shows up If they don't show up like they did when they played Ole Miss, and that was, of course, their last outing, Georgia Tech, I think, could compete with them. But I agree with you. I think, by and large, Mississippi State has a better football team. Number 19.
I also think, Jacob, don't you, that Mississippi State has not had a lot of opportunities to be on the big stage, and so it's going to be a big deal to them. That's why I'm expecting them to really play well.
Auburn and Wisconsin are both looking for bounce-back games. Auburn, of course, was beaten 55-44 in Tuscaloosa in that shootout. But Wisconsin was beaten 59-0 by Ohio State. So who bounces back in this game?
You know, I think Auburn will win the game. But I just tell you, I have no idea what's going to happen in this game, because I can't imagine a Wisconsin team that lost 59-0. And it's just so I'm just wondering, do they even have a chance in the game?
Number 8, Michigan State against number 5, Baylor. This is the Cotton Bowl, another Big Six bowl game. It's played in Dallas, of course, on ESPN. A very interesting matchup here, a conventional style Michigan State defense, close to the vest, and, of course, Baylor, which likes to spread out and do everything.
I like Baylor in this game, and I'll tell you why. I think, and I was one, I thought the first of the year that Michigan State was going to really be a good team, and I was a little bit fooled by them, but I don't think they were near the team that I thought they would be.
Number 16, Missouri, and number 25, Minnesota. This is the Citrus Bowl. They renamed it to the Citrus Bowl like it used to be named, and I think appropriately so. This is at 12 o'clock on ABC New Year's Day. SEC versus Big Ten again. We see this, and I think Missouri probably has a better football team in this game, but you don't play around with Minnesota. They've upset one or two teams this year.
Well, I think I would label this bowl the overachieving bowl, because I think both teams have actually achieved far more than I thought either of them would, and so they've gained a lot. So I think these two teams can be proud to come into this game.
All right, let's get to the big games, and we'll start in the Rose Bowl, of course, presented by Northwestern Mutual. 4 o'clock New Year's Day afternoon. Number 2, Oregon. Number 3, Florida State. You have Jameis Winston, last year's Heisman Trophy winner, and trying to defend his national championship and the national championship by his team, going up against this year's Heisman Trophy winner, and that, of course, would be Oregon quarterback Marcus Mariota. So what does the college football professor think about this game?
Well, you know, for a long time, Jacob, I thought that Oregon would win this game and win it, you know, fairly easily. The more I've thought about it, now I'm beginning to think that Florida State might be the one that wins this game. And I'll tell you why. The real question for them is going to be whether or not they have any kind of defense. You know, the Florida State defense, at times this year's played well, and at times this year they've played, you know, really haven't played well at all. So I think a lot of it has to do with whether or not Florida State's defense plays well.
As soon as that game ends, it'll be time for the All-State Sugar Bowl taking place in New Orleans between number 1 Alabama and number 4 Ohio State. The ultimate SEC versus Big Ten battle of conference champions. Alabama, of course, looking to get back to that national title game, but Urban Meyer has been there too, just not at Ohio State. Very interesting contrast here, Nick Saban, Urban Meyer. We know the history between those two, Alabama, Ohio State. Alabama's 3-0 all time against Ohio State, and I'm sure the Buckeyes would love nothing more than to erase that in this game. It's a great game, 7:30, New Year's night. What's your prediction?
Well, I think in this game, first of all, I believe that Ohio State might be just a little bit better than a lot of people are giving them credit to be. But I think this Alabama team is yet to play their best game, and I wouldn't be surprised if they don't really play their best game. And so I think Alabama will win the game, even though I do think it will be a difficult game.
No doubt about it, and New Year's will be packed full of great games, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. We have 6 bowl games to look forward to, including the 2 semifinal games, first ever in college football, where we'll have 2 games that will determine who plays for the national championship in Dallas on January 12th, and it'll be great to watch. Professor, as always, thanks for your time.
Well, you're sure welcome, Jacob, and I think we've got a lot of good football ahead of us, and we've already seen some really good games. And think about it, Jacob, this year a record set that one conference had 12 teams to make it to a bowl game. And it's just really an exciting year for college football.
What the SEC has done is continues to be unprecedented and impressive, and I don't think the records will ever be shattered. You're absolutely right, and we will talk next Tuesday. We'll know then who's playing for the national championship. For the college football professor, I'm Jacob Bunn. We will see you next time, and Happy New Year to everyone.